very sick and weakly, you know, groaning old Fish and Frank here today. Woke up this morning all sniffly and runny, and my throat hurts. And where? I don't want to get up. Okay, so anyway, I'm here. Robert's in the chair across from me, and Captain Carl Buttigieg from KB Backcountry Charters is in the guest spot there today. And let's see, what are we thinking about today?
Is it a guest spot when you're pretty regular?
Well, I'm trying to make him seem special.
Well, he is special, but it's
He's a very special boy.
Short bus. Yes, short bus. Least see how it is, Robert.
At least I didn't say window licker short bus. Just the crayon eater.
God.
Yeah.
Just a crayon eater. All right. Carl, at least you don't lick windows. Okay, so you're good, buddy.
Just crayons.
You're good. All right. God. All right. We're going to go right up to the Peace River systems up there. And for my part, I'm hearing about tarpon up in by the water treatment plant and the campground.
Also, San Susie trussels. From that slow speed sign all the way to the trussels, there's a bunch of tarpon. The best bait for them is live mullet.
Yeah, mullet and catfish tails. A couple of guys have been catching them on the catfish tails right there around the power lines and then right there by the trussel itself. You know, it's not gangbusters, but the fish that they've been catching have been in that 80 to 120 pound range. Is that about what you're hearing?
Yeah, with a few bigger ones mixed in.
Yeah.
There's some very big snook up the river right now, over by the dam and the trussel, also on all those docks over there from pretty much Harbor Heights all the way to 75 Bridge. There's some big snook hanging out up there right now.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing over there on the Punta Gorda side on a lot of those docks. Guys are seeing them. I haven't heard of too many people catching them, but a couple of guys that live there seeing them out standing on their seawall and watching one big stud cruise by and then
ladyfish.
Another one.
I know a buddy that's up there doing very, very well on live ladyfish right now.
Nice.
For the snook. They said he can't get a tarpon to eat one of those ladyfish, but the snook are eating it.
Yeah, that's all right. You get a snook that takes a ladyfish, it's usually a really good one.
Yeah, I'd take that any day.
Oh, in a heartbeat. There have been some big fish around. I mean, look at those fish we were looking at the other day. I mean, geez. That's definitely where you want to go sit with the ladyfish at night.
All right. Then, gotta go clean this up. Okay, I-75.
Couple of small tarpon, couple of small snook, and some black drum is really about all I've heard about.
Yeah. Been mainly hearing about the black drum in that 30-pound range.
Yeah, really good-sized fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're catching them on live shrimp, frozen shrimp, and blue crabs. Kind of seems like they're eating just about everything down there.
Yep, right there at the wood bunkers.
Those 30-pounders are fun.
Oh, yeah. Especially on light tackle. Yes. Oh, they're a blast.
Okay, that's going to take us over to the 41 Bridge. Now, before we leave the river, we're sitting here, you know, before I'm getting all the stuff ready and getting all my stuff to copy so I can do this. You're talking about that lure sitting on the table in front of you. What was it?
It's, what is this? Supposed to mimic
Savage bluegill? Yeah.
Savage bluegill.
But it looks like a tilapia to me.
Yep. I was just looking at it. I think this would work very, very well up the river for the snook and the tarpon. I'm going to try it.
You and I are on the exact same page, because when I bought them as snook and tarpon baits, not bass baits.
Yep.
Because I was thinking tilapia when we have that tilapia run up in the river.
Oh, I can't wait for that to happen.
And when you get those millions of little tilapia coming down the river, that's got to be the best artificial bait to use.
No, I think this thing will be wicked.
What do we have, about 15 more years to wait for that?
What?
For the tilapia run to happen again? Isn't it like every 20 years that happens?
Oh, no. No, it can, every couple years we get a big run. It depends upon how much water's coming down the river. If we get a good rainfall this spring, we'll get a big tilapia run. But usually happens, I would say, June, isn't it, Robert? June to August?
Usually July and August.
Yeah, July and August, when the water's coming down the river, will pull them all down.
Flush them, yeah.
Especially if you get one of those 2 or 3 days of really hard rain, especially up in the Orlando area where you get that wall of water where you know the river raises up, you know, 2-3 feet in a day and a half. That seems to be when it pushes those fish. Just that slowly rising thing over the course of a week, not as detrimental, but that yeah. 2 day super hike of water push.
Yeah, you gotta get that fast
that
moving.
Flushes them.
Yeah, flushing out water. All right. Going to the 41 bridge, what do we got?
Been some trout during the daytime with an incidental Spanish mackerel right there by the power lines. Handful of whiting, couple of cobia. There has been some snook and redfish in the early morning right there at the power pole park. And then some tarpon and snook at night, but not as consistent as they should be. Been a little strange with that. I don't know what you've been hearing.
No, I haven't had a chance to go up there one of these nights yet. I'm here. I'm going to do it this week and see what's going on with them. But I've been hearing about a lot of good-sized snook at nighttime and some pretty nice tarpon.
Yeah.
Most of it I've been hearing is from all artificial. You know, throw in them storm paddle tails, bombers. I'm also hearing about some black drum at the 41 bridge.
Are those good-sized black drum?
Yeah,
or?
Those are the little bigger ones.
Yeah. It's not bad. What have they been catching those on?
Crab. You know, it's been a hit or miss. Either they're at the bridge or they're in the canals right there next to the bridge.
All right. How about live sleeper or anything?
Well, there's been a few trout, oddball whiting, and, I doing some snook at night. Most of the snook I've been hearing about have been on the smaller side. I've only heard of one legal fish this week.
This past week there was a pretty good sized school of jacks that was running through there. They'd come through real quick and then they'd be gone, but then they come right back through. So there are some big jacks running around up there too.
What are they catching those on?
Twitch stick was what we were using. I didn't feel like rigging up live bait, you know, nonstop, so we just threw out lures at them, and we were throwing twitch sticks, all white.
All right, Bayshore Pier.
Well, I got nothing. The one is still closed. The other one is back open.
Nope.
The gentleman in here yesterday, nothing. And he walked down to check it out at least, but he said at least the one pier is back open.
All right. Into the Port Charlotte Beach Canal or Port Charlotte Canal Systems. What's going on in PC canals?
A lot of stuff. There's been some jacks, a lot of assorted size snook, both slot limit and undersize. Plenty of little mangrove snapper. And then the juvenile tarpon have been popping up in a lot of, you know, the typical Spring Lake, but I've heard of them in the Edgewater Lake, the
Pelham Waterway,
and then what's the one way back there off of Midway?
O'Hare.
Yeah.
Back there by like Flamingo and all that.
Like way back in there, yeah.
By T Street and Flamingo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, T Street.
Yeah, there's some good snook back there too. Okay. I actually drove down there the other day and I caught some off the bank. There's some pretty good snook back there. I did see some tarpon rolling, some smaller ones, but I couldn't get them to eat my artificial. But there's some good size, eaten size black drum over there in the Port Charlotte canals right now. There's a bunch of jacks on the Manchester Waterway, Spring Lake Waterway. I mean, there's a lot of good jacks running through there right now. Snook fishing is doing very, very well over there too. It seems like all the snook moved out towards the mouth of the canals though. They're not in the canals as much as anymore, but they're sitting more towards the mouth.
Yeah, there's those jacks you were talking about, they've been coming behind the house lately too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're not the big studs though, they're like 5 pounds.
Yep. They're not the big ones. But they're the fun size.
Absolutely. A lot of guys are catching their legal snook trolling.
Doing
the same thing.
Algebeam Pier?
The pier itself, the daytime I haven't really had a good report this week, but at nighttime they have been catching some legal snook. Couple of small tarpon and even a few incidental bigger trout.
They've been catching some nice trout in the daytime over there with some small snappers. Nighttime, there's a bunch of tarpon hanging out at the Elder Beam Bridge. And, there's always snook hanging out there at night, too.
Are they catching those tarpon?
Yes.
What are they hooking them on?
Artificial, like the storm paddle tail, bait busters. I heard one guy using that hoagie, the smaller one.
Oh, yeah.
The all-white hoagie.
Yeah.
He was actually targeting snook, and he ended up catching a couple tarpon on it. But they're fishing the big bridge where the lights hit the water.
Yeah.
That's where they're fishing.
The Miami River area as a whole.
Tippy Canoe and the Miami Cutoff, that's all you, man. I've been fishing with you there, but...
The Miami Cutoff's doing very, very well right now. There's a lot of snook in there. Big snook, too. A lot of oversized. There's some very nice trout in there. Good keeper trout. There are quite a few redfish in there. You do have to move around and work for them, but there are some good redfish in there. The redfish are doing better on shrimp and crab. And your snooker and trout are eating shrimp, white bait, and also artificial lures. Tippy Canoe's got some very, very large snook. They're not grouped up. They're all singles. But there's some big snook up inside Tippy Canoe with some trout.
Yeah, the trout we caught the other day were pretty nice.
Surprised how much good trout are over in that area right now.
It just surprises me how similar you run your trips to the way I used to run your trips. I'm listening to you talk about where you were, where you're going, and I'm thinking, okay, yep, this is the time of year that every Billy's house could be really crowded. Now I'm hearing Carl talk about all the places I would go to hide from everybody.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, nobody likes fishing in there because it's so dark of water and they can't see the fish.
Yeah, it's...
I love it.
Well, it's part of the... I would tell my people, well, I can go over there, and I know if we get in with that group of people, I said I can catch a bunch of redfish. I said, but we're going to be surrounded by people all day. It's going to be noisy and everything. Or I said, I can catch you probably half, three quarters the amount of fish, and we go over there and probably not see anybody all day. Let's go there.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty funny how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that Miami area.
Yeah, I never caught the numbers I do working south, but it was very lonely. It was awesome.
All right.
South Gulf Canals.
I've got nothing.
Nope.
I haven't heard from my guys at all. They don't like helping us out, I guess, once in a while.
All right. Luigi's, I'm just disgusted with that, Gulf Cove Meadows or whatever it is. They're putting it in south of South Gulf Cove on Cape Hayes.
Really?
And, I mean, people complain about this guy putting the one in town here. It's city water, city sewer. Okay. But it's in town, and it's all, properly done.
Right.
And here they're putting in developments out there on Cape Hayes. I mean, almost up to Turtle and Bull Bay. And that's all extra fertilizer, that's septic tanks, that's well water. That's an abomination. I'm not blaming the people who buy the houses there. They don't know that all that. They're just being sold houses.
Right.
But
it's going to change.
The people who allowed them to go out there, all they're doing is guaranteeing there's going to be condos on the west wall here very, very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a matter of time now, because once all that's done, and yet people are all up in arms about a guy building condos in town, and yet they're destroying, the buffer preserve out there, Cape Hayes. Nobody cares.
Because
it's not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't make the evening news or Facebook, so they're oblivious to it.
I don't get it. If you're going to rally and fight on something, fight real stuff.
Yeah.
Why fight imaginary battles with a guy who's putting a development up on city water and city sewer?
Yeah.
That's, I don't get it. Okay, anyway, the West Wall. Mark my words, within 10 years, there'll be condos on the West Wall.
I hope not.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
Yeah, mark my words, within 10 years.
I'll mark them down. I'll agree with that. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm surprised it's taken this long, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it is a state buffer zone, but the government's so corrupt. You know, I mean, I'm watching all these people quit their positions going, all right, now wait a minute, you've been up there for years and now all of a sudden everybody's quitting and all that. Wondering, okay, what are you afraid of? First thing that comes to your mind is, okay, not, okay, I did good and I got tax cuts or I did this or I did that. Usually the only reason they run is because they're running from something. So, yep. And that's why I just don't have any faith that we're going to keep the natural wonders that we have. You know. So anyway, the West Wall, what's going on?
A lot of snook, basically from Trout Creek all the way down to Turtle Bay. I mean, there's fish just scattered along the entire thing, and they are moving around a lot, so this spot might not produce any fish at this particular moment, but an hour later, there's a group of fish that moved into it. And then there has been a few redfish over there also, but I haven't heard really numbers-wise. The guy just said he caught a few redfish over there.
No, there are redfish over there, but it's very scattered. Okay. The snook are all balled up over there, like you said, from Trout Creek down to Cape Hayes. I mean, there's a lot of snook and a lot of very, very good snook. But the redfish are scattered. There are some on the sandbar, there are some bonnethead sharks.
Cobia. It's just been a little windy, trout. So it's been a little tough to like sight fish some of that stuff over there, but there has been
a bunch of trout on the west wall too. Out in the grass flats.
Bigger trout?
No.
No. Smaller trout.
Smaller trout, but there is a bunch of them.
There you go.
All right. Cape Hayes down there, Muddy Bay, anything?
Out in front of Muddy Bay, there's been a lot of really good snook there. You know how it is. I mean, they're usually, this is that time of year when they stack up real good right there at the mouth of Muddy Bay and going around that corner along that trough over to Turtle. And then out on the Cape Hayes flats in general, they're just peppered all over the place, but there's been some ladyfish, bluefish, Spanish mackerel, bonnetheads, a few jacks, even a couple of moderate sized black tips, you know, like 3 to 4 footers.
There are some good fish up inside Muddy Bay. The other day, me and Greg went in there and we caught some nice snook inside Muddy Bay. We caught a couple redfish inside Muddy Bay too. It was a slow bite, you know, where we were fishing inside Muddy Bay. You had to sit there for 20-30 minutes to get a good fish.
What were you catching them on?
Whitebait. On the outside of the trough on Cape Hayes, there's a lot of snook. There's also still quite a few flounder there. Just one thing is there's 2 or 3 dolphins that are hanging out in there. Once you get on the snook, the dolphins move in. They'll try to eat your snook when you're releasing them, so you do have to be careful there about that.
Yeah, that's kind of given nowadays.
Oh, they're pretty bad over there right now.
Well, they were bad when you and I were in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were bad. Carl goes to release the snook, and he kind of fakes off to one side of the boat, releases the snook on the other side, and you watch the snook heading all the way up into the shallows, and that snook made it up into maybe 12, 18 inches of water. And all of a sudden, here comes that dolphin on an end run around the other side of the boat. Just blowing the water up. I mean, it looked like one of those torpedoes out of the old movies, you know, with the water coming over the top. Just boom, hit him, and that goes throwing the snook up in the air and everything.
Oh,
and
geez.
I mean, it was you know, zone in attack mode way up in the shallows. Mm-hmm. The dolphin couldn't even swim. It was that shallow. He had to hump his way back out of the water, or, you know, off the land. He wasn't quite on land, but he was literally maybe a foot of water, not enough to cover him. All right, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
A lot of trout, some ladyfish, a few bluefish, and then, of course, a whole lot of snook scattered around all the shorelines. I don't know of one particular spot that's doing better or not for the snook, because I'm just hearing so many different reports from them in there. And then the shacks have been holding some on both the one in Turtle and then also the ones mainly in Bull. Still holding a few sheep's head and some better mangrove snapper.
There are a lot of snook in Turtle and Bull Bay. The redfish are very, very scattered in there. The other day I hit it on an incoming tide when I was out with Greg, and we did run across a patch of red tide running through Turtle and Bull. Greg looked at in the live one. He's like, hey, we need, probably need to get out of here. So I didn't spend a lot of time in there the other day, but there are some better fish, but they're hanging out in the back of Turtle Bay, not up towards the front.
Did your bait did your bait die?
Some of it, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's swing outside to Cape Hayes Danger Reef. What do we got going on out there?
Spanish mackerel, a few cobia.
Jacks.
Some really, really big stud-sized jacks, like 20, 25-pounders. Carl the other day took my cousin and her kids out, and I went out with them, and we caught some big jacks out there. Saw some really, really big jacks. But to see the 110-pound cousin holding up a 25-pound jack next to her, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
And the sharks are starting to move in over there. A lot of your smaller sharks, but the sharks are starting to move in out there in front of Turtle and Bull Bay. You know, from Cape Hayes Reef over to Danger. You know, they're starting to push in there.
Okay. Taking us from Devilfish going north or along Boca from, you know, that area up to Placida. What's going on the flats or against the wherever up there?
Snook. A lot of snooks.
Where do you call Boca Bayou?
What do I consider Boca Bayou? I would consider that basically from Three Sisters, kind of up heading north towards Uncle Henry's.
Yeah, that's kind of what I usually think of it as, that area on the north end of the island, just in from Placida, the bridge there. But
right,
it's kind of all Boca Bayou. That's one of the problems there over there, because there's a lot of little bays in there.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked you, because I know somebody who thinks that first bay up there by the Placida Trestle is Boca Bayou.
Right.
And then I know other people that think all the way down by the
Three Sisters.
Yeah, Three Sisters, and even further south, closer to the phosphate docks.
Yeah.
There's like three different areas that I hear people regularly refer to as Boca Bayou, because it's kind of bays and whatever. So yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
I can't remember. I think it might have been Morris that taught me that, just because that, gosh, I don't remember now, but I mean, this is a long time ago, but
it's really huge, they're all correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a huge, shallow grass flat.
Which one do you like? Which one do you think?
Right. No, I get it.
So, fishing report?
Snook.
I didn't mean to stump you. I was just...
No, you know, it's all good. Snook from basically Keopalu all the way up to the Placida Trestle. Unbelievable numbers of those. And then all around, basically behind the Three Sisters, working your way north, there's a lot of snook. And there's actually been quite a few redfish that I've been hearing about scattered up in those grass flats. And then some okay trout, but not any really good quality, but decent numbers, along with ladyfish mixed in all over out there. And as you work your way out into that 5-6 feet of water, if you're drifting, you're going to get into some Spanish mackerel and the occasional bluefish, especially right there around the Clam Lease area.
You know, Three Sisters has trout, ladyfish, snook, a couple redfish running around in the flats. Whiddin Creek is... got a lot of redfish in it right now. They're doing best on shrimp. The other day we could not get them to eat white bait at all, and we threw a shrimp out, and it was off to the races, and then we were just throwing nothing but shrimp for the redfish. But Whiddin Creek has a lot of redfish in it, so does Catfish Creek.
Okay. The Placida Pier, Placida Trestle, we do know part of it burned down, but not sure what happened after that.
The whole pier is still closed. The whole primary pier. I mean, you can fish it from a boat, but the actual main fishing pier is closed. I've had half a dozen or better people confirm that.
All right. How about the one coming off of Boca, South Pier?
South Pier has been doing good. There's been a lot of snook there, especially in the evenings and early mornings. They have been getting an oddball trout, an oddball small shark, and then some small mangroves and some baby gag grouper. And then if you're fishing from a boat, just working any of that trestle line, they're still catching some sheep's head off of it, some better mangrove snapper, obviously a whole lot of snook, A couple guys have even hooked a couple incidental tarpon fishing along that whole stretch. You getting the same stuff, different stuff?
Yeah, I've been talking to a couple of my buddies that they've been out there fishing those bridges at nighttime, and they've been doing very, very well on snook. They're using dead bait.
Yeah.
Like dead mullet heads and dead ladyfish heads, and they're doing very, very good on big snook.
Yeah, my nephew's been using big pinfish and just wrecking them.
Yep.
Actually, I had family come into town last night that I wasn't aware of. So he took them out today.
Nice.
My aunt and uncle came in.
Who,
surprise.
Yeah. I guess they were planning on coming out.
Who were they go out with?
My nephew.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, my uncle's sister came into town last night. I thought they were coming at the end of this month, but no, they came in last night. So.
Yeah, well.
Like, surprise.
Yeah, well, I thought this Thursday we were supposed to be doing the radio show up at WKDW. Doing the Rick Murphy's going to be at the Nissan dealership up there, and they asked us to come up and do the simulators, and then I figured we'd have to be at the Englewood Fishing Club, and we had a lot of people at the Englewood Fishing Club last night.
There was
like 80 people there last night.
Nice.
And a lot of more than ones I invited over the weekend that we had done the Englewood Festival thing and all that. And
there's
so
a lot of people.
It really worked out good that the Nissan thing is this week. They're having Rick Murphy up there this Thursday at 4:30.
Yeah, there needed to be four of you the other day, the way it was going.
I was like, oh my God, this is it, because I really wanted to be with the Englewood Fishing Club. And, you know, we worked so well with Nissan up here, you know, part of the whole neighborhood thing. And I was, oh my God, I was just getting a little crushed. But this is easy peasy now.
Yeah.
We can be in one place at a time.
There you go. That all works right. out better for all of us.
Good thing.
Lemon Bay, what's going on?
Oh, jeez. A lot of snook. A lot of snook over there on the mainland. So pretty much anywhere along there. The mangrove islands and the mainland side under all the boat docks. I'm just hearing good reports of snook. I mean, honestly, that's really all I have heard. It's been just snook.
I've been hearing of some really good trout up there. They're catching them on bike by accident, because they're actually fishing for redfish out in the flats, and they're throwing little paddle tails and, you know, little Z-Man baits and artificials trying to catch redfish, but they're actually catching some very nice trout still up in Englewood.
That's not too bad.
Yep, I mean, there are some nice redfish up there, some oversized redfish right now. Those are actually doing best on cut pinfish. That seems to be the key up there.
Alright.
Yeah, I've heard they've had a pretty good population of pinfish up there this year.
Yeah, it's like you don't even want to really throw a shrimp out because it's going to get annihilated.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys who that have been struggling to try to find white bait, they're like, the pinfish are just destroying them.
Hey, there's pinfish everywhere up there right now.
And the problem is, pinfish like to eat the eyes out of the white bait.
Yeah.
So you go through all that trouble, finally get some decent bait, and you're out there and you're fishing, and then all of a sudden, every time you throw it out, boom, 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 and the whole thing's just mutilated.
Yep.
You get about 15 seconds. All right, Englewood Pier, that next to the Tom Adams Bridge. What's going on there?
Well, some pretty good snook fishing there at night. I mean, most of them are on the smaller side, but there's been some really good snook activity out there. And then during the daytime, they've been getting a handful of bigger whiting. Some Spanish mackerel and bluefish have been coming through sporadically. A guy the other day caught a bunch of little blue runners off of there. Kind of surprised me. He brought in the picture of it. He's like, I'm catching these little jacks, but they're not the normal crevel that I'm used to seeing. He comes down here every year for spring break with his kids, so they caught like a half a dozen or better off of there. And they weren't giants. They're just typical, you know, 10, 12 inchers, but kind of neat.
Been hearing about quite a few smaller sharks being caught off of there during the daytime. Little black tips and stuff. But been hearing about quite a few little sharks.
Alright. Let me take us down. That's going to take us out into the Gulf of Mexico. What's going on out there? Anything?
Been a little sporty out there for anybody going out. You know, if you're staying in close, a couple guys have ventured out there 3 to 5 miles and getting some nice Spanish mackerel and a few kingfish. And then they're trying to anchor up and get a few mangroves and a lot of lane snapper, but it's been a little on the breezy side to get any real good consistent reports.
You know, the snapper fishing's been phenomenal, but it's been pretty sporty to get out there. Hopefully we get a break here soon.
Yeah, we got a front coming down on Sunday.
Yes.
Wasn't it amazing to wake up the other morning and it was chilly again?
Ugh. Yeah.
I was like...
I actually kind of enjoyed that. For the first time this year, I actually, the other morning, was just kind of nice to wake up to that.
Oh, you were freezing, but we weren't on the water doing the, you know...
Yeah.
I was sitting on the back porch and thinking to myself, wow, this is actually kind of nice. I'm usually not a big fan of the cold spells, but... You know, once we go through our cold weather and all that, then it gets so steamy hot. And the other morning I went out and at like 6:30 it was like 78 degrees or something.
Yeah.
And then the next day it was 60. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Don't want none of that no more.
I didn't know it was going to get that cool that night because that was one of those nights where it would have been kind of nice to leave a couple windows open.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of the cold either, Carl, but every now and then it just catches you where it's just right, where you just walk outside and go.
Well, it's that fall cold where it's crisp and cool. It's not like humidity cool. It's just when it's a little crisp, you have very low humidity and cool temperatures. That's nice.
Yeah.
But some of those days where it's very humid and cold, that's like springtime cold, and that just chills you to the
bone. Heck, I seen Greg put a jacket on the other day when we were on a boat.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he got cold.
That's a little out of character for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, Redfish, Captiva, Boca Grande, Little Gasparilla, Stump Pass, Venice Jetties. What? Pick a spot, pick a fish.
We'll take Venice Jetties. Yeah, they are still
Venice Jetties for 200.
Yep, they're still catching a few sheep's head off of there. But the Spanish mackerel and the bluefish have been coming through there pretty regularly. And they are starting to get a few more snook starting to show up out there. Not a ton of big ones, but quite a few.
No, you're hearing us a big ones? This past week, there's been some big snook caught there. I've been seeing some pictures on like Boca Coast and all that.
Yeah.
They got some big snook being caught off of the Venice Jetties this past week.
Okay.
Yep. The big snook moved in really, really good.
Well, it's that time of year. They're going to be moving from up in the canals and the intercoastal and all that. Trying to get out the beach.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of 40-plus-inch snook caught this past week.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
I was telling one of the guys that were in, and he wanted to catch a big snook. I said, well, then you've got to give up your Storm Twitch and these other ones because it's possible. But a lot of these lures that we sell for that are about numbers of snook to get you as many snook as possible to hit. But if you're going to go for the big snook, you got to go a bigger lure. You've got to go slower speed, low and slow, big jointed bombers, regular long A bombers.
You got to be patient.
The great big storm paddle tails, and just work them slow because those big ones aren't going to run around and chase all those little baits, but those smaller ones and midsize will. Okay, what other pass we got? We got Venice. What else we got?
Boca Grande.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Boca Grande. Right.
I mean, if you're fishing from the beach, they're getting some whiting, some mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel, oddball pompano, oddball flounder, oddball bonnet head, even a couple black tips here and there, but that's all going to change real quick. But then if you're drifting the pass, it's tarpon, tarpon, tarpon. Oh, wait a minute, there's a shark.
There's actually some better sharks moving in the pass now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about some of those shore guys haven't been catching any of them yet, thankfully.
Yeah.
And then there's been some Spanish kings and bluefish out there in the middle of the channel, too, kind of moving back and forth, chasing some of that bait that's been moving in and out.
You know, that broke-down concrete pier has been holding some snook at the beginning of it.
On the beach side?
Yes, it's been holding some, not no big snook, but, I mean, it's starting to pile up with some good snook up on it.
Yeah. Guy took a picture of a big barracuda sitting out there the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's like, tell me, is this a barracuda or a kingfish? I'm like, sitting right there under the dock, it's a cuda. It was about a 5-footer.
Is there anything other passes?
Captiva pass.
Yeah.
Captiva Pass, I've heard of some sharks both on the inside and just on the outer edge of it. And then some better mangrove snapper and a few sheep's head. And no tarpon that I've heard of, really. But,
you know, no, I've been hearing about a lot of smaller snook.
Yeah.
Sitting just on the inside of Captiva Pass. All those docks on the right side, the north side and the south side are both holding a lot of smaller snook. You know, twitch baits, you know, little storm paddle tail, little Z-Man paddle tail, DOA paddle tail seems to be working the best. Just because it's a lot easier to skip those baits all the way up under those docks and bring them out.
All right, if we're going to go walk in the beaches, what do we got?
Honestly, the only good report I've got has either been Boca or Sanibel.
Okay.
You know, Boca's been the...
Now, what I've heard is the guys that were out there, they're saying we were talking to the Englewood Fishing Club, and there was flounder, there's whiting, possible Spanish mackerel and pompano, and all that being caught right around, you know, Englewood Beach area, a little bit north or south.
Girlfriend was there yesterday, and zero. She went goose egg all day.
Everybody that we talked to last night, they said they've been doing pretty good up there by Englewood.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been hearing a few mixed reports, but it's just funny because she's like, she came back just all disgusted. She went there with her one kid's on spring break, so both her daughters went with her to the beach, and she sat there and fished the whole time, and zero. I'm like, did you even get pinfish or anything? She's like, I didn't get anything. I saw a snook swim by, I saw a couple of sheep's head, but I got nothing.
Yeah, the snook are most definitely starting to push out towards the beaches.
All right, well, what do you got to put our ass with Sanibel?
Sanibel right there, Knapp's Point, you know, the tarpon have been out there pretty good. And then right there at the Sanibel Causeway, some of the shore fishermen been catching some snook, a few sharks, some Spanish mackerel, and a few trout. You know, one guy went there 2 days in a row and gave me all those reports with what he was catching and seeing people catch.
I did have one of my buddies go down there. There was a bunch of them. They were having a problem. The goliaths were stealing everything that they were trying to reel in.
Oh, fishing under the... Were they fishing under the bridge or from the boat?
No, they were fishing on the boat, casting up underneath the bridge, but everything that they hooked, the goliaths were taking.
Yeah.
So they didn't really land much, but they had fun doing it.
Yeah. There's some pretty good fish there.
Yeah. Yep. There's some big ones that hang out there.
All right, that's going to take us into the Clusatchee River. What are we looking at there?
The only thing I've heard about has been that Cape Coral Causeway with some snook and some tarpon at night, and even a few during the day, but that's the only report I've got.
You don't have nothing for them up in the Clusatchee.
All right. Back right in the type. I literally just... Oh, there it is. Now it's typing. I don't...
Typed it all out and nothing happened. I saw you typing.
Yeah, I was sitting here typing and typing. Nothing, you know.
You weren't feverishing and imagining it. It was actually... You were actually typing.
Yeah.
I was. Weird. I just saw his hands all of a sudden stop. Like, and that's what when happened? He said, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I was pushing keys and I looked and I thought I saw things moving and nope. All right. Anyway. I guess...
It's a fun part of trying to explain visual stuff on radio.
Yeah, it's just... All right, Matt Lachey. What's going on, Matt Lachey?
This is all you. I've only gotten one report there.
Matt Lachey has picked up very, very well this past 2 weeks. They're catching a lot of trout down in Matt Lachey on the east end, west bank. They're still getting a lot of flounder around all your oyster beds and your oyster clumps. The snook fishing is doing very well now down there. There's a lot of smaller snook with a few big ones mixed in, but the redfish have really turned up there. The redfish bite has been phenomenal on cut bait. Crab, ladyfish, or mullet. Pick a shoreline and soak a piece of cut bait up by the bushes and you're going to get some redfish. Right now, that's the best area right now. It's the one working for redfish is Matt Lachey.
Yeah, the only thing I've gotten down there was trout, basically, down there by the power lines. That was the only report I got this week. I didn't have any reports off the bridge there or anything this week.
Yeah, Matt Lachey's doing very well on redfish, but it's all cut bait.
Not a bad thing.
No, it saves you from running to have to throw the net in the morning.
Yeah.
Fun part is it keeps those guys on their toes because they don't know why they can't catch them. Frank and I were talking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But we always catch them this way. Okay. Keep doing that.
Cut bait's been the trick this year.
Oh, but it's not better than live white bait because that's what I've used before and it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I have to throw live shrimp. I have to throw live white bait. I can't have dead shrimp. I can't have dead bait. That doesn't work for them. Just because that's what I did three times before and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, hey, the guys who are consistent and they catch fish are the guys who consistently change what they use.
Yep.
All right, Pine Island Sound, what's going on out there?
Oh, geez, a lot of stuff. I mean, that's probably one of your more productive areas for a good variety of stuff. The trout, pompano, some snook, Spanish mackerel, bluefish. I mean, pick an area and you're going to catch a different species, whether you're in those deeper sand holes, the little deep channels going from the fish shacks out to Captiva Pass, Captiva Rocks. I mean, really kind of just pick a spot. And
over by Pineland's doing good. That whole shoreline from Big Jim's Creek to Red Roof is doing very well on redfish. Cut bait's been the key on them too. Last week I had a report from my buddy, it's a captain down there, Mike. He said it, he lost all his bait 3 days in a row.
Yeah, the red tide's working in and out of that area.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's real spotty, you know, not knowing exactly where it is in Pine Island, but
no,
if you start smelling it, move out of the area.
Yeah, just move a little bit.
Yep.
All right, Jug Creek Shoals.
Some Spanish mackerel and a few trout. That's all I've gotten from there.
There has been some oversized redfish running that bar. There's not a lot of them yet, but they're starting to push up on there and start to school up over there.
What are they catching those on?
Gold spoons.
Gold spoons?
Yes. Out in the, because they're out in the flats. Good luck throwing a piece of cut bait over there. The pinfish are going to annihilate it. But that's why everybody's been using gold spoons over there, cover some ground, because they're scattered. They're not... There's not a lot of them yet, but they're starting to.
Nice.
So they're using a lot of gold spoons just to cover ground and work the areas. And they're catching trout with it. They're catching some snook with it, too.
And they're way oversized?
Yes. They're all over. They're all big breeders.
Austin had some pretty big fish. I don't know if he got them down there or not, but the other day they went out playing and got some big oversized reds.
Mm-hmm. That was in Matt Lachey.
Okay, Burnt Store, Two Pines.
Down closer to Two Pines, they're getting tarpon. Tarpon have been out there in the channel. Mostly on ladyfish, a couple on bait busters, but mainly ladyfish.
Two Pines has a lot of snook. They're all on your outside islands where those deep cuts are going up into Two Pines. Every single deep cut has a lot of snook on it. There's some small mangrove snappers underneath them with a few sheep's head. And there's also a lot of trout out in the grass flats. And on top of the sandbar, there's quite a few bonnet head sharks.
I've heard about some of the bonnet heads up closer towards Burnt Store. All those wade fishermen going out there looking for redfish and they're finding bonnet heads are getting scared by them.
Yep.
Yeah. That one guy came in the other day, he said it's just made me jump. He said, I'm used to seeing them, but he said, I turned around and it was right there. He said it scared the fish as much as it scared me. He said, we both went opposite directions, but I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, I put that a lot of bonnet sharks to scare the wade fishermen.
Yeah.
All right. Takes us over to the east side of the harbor.
This is definitely you.
East side's actually, it's starting to pick up. Around Pirate Harbor, there's quite a few redfish.
We were over doing a talk, and I had a whole bunch of people there giving the talk, and one of the guys stood up and he says, well, the fishing really good on the west side right now. It's actually quite a bit better than the east side. And I was fishing the east side, but you get a look at him and go, no, wait a minute. you're just right out of your mouth saying the west side of the harbor was much better than the east side, so why were you on the east side? And he had a reason, but I just, you don't often hear one of the guys actually say, okay, yeah, it was really good over there, but so I was fishing over here.
Yeah. No, you almost never hear that.
That's a
first, bit, actually, for me.
That was a bit weird, you know.
But
I'm not sure how that actually came out of, you know, guy wants to get hired, you know. They come to these festivals and do these other things and try to get hired. I don't fish where the fishing's good.
Yeah.
There was a reason. It was the wind.
Yeah.
It was the wind. Okay. So anyway, east side of the harbor, what's going on?
Pirate Harbor's starting to pick up.
Come on.
I'm trying to hold it in.
He's bleeding.
I'm trying to hold it in right now.
His mouth is bleeding. He's biting his tongue good.
All right. East side.
Pirate Harbor's starting to do very, very well on the redfish. They're scattered out, but all those little islands, they're all holding redfish. You know, shrimp seems to be the best thing. Actually, a gulp shrimp, artificial DOA gulp shrimp seems to be working just fine. The snooker on the whole entire east wall. You can go over there early in the morning and throw topwater baits and just have a blast. Not have to worry about going to catch bait. Just go over there with a Rapala or a head and spook. And you'll catch a lot of snook early in the mornings on those topwater. There's a lot of small trout in the grass flats. The bonnet heads are on the sandbar. The cobia are still over there. They're on the outside. They're starting to weed out, but there still are some over there. You know, it's fishing is starting to really pick up on the east wall.
Been a handful of little groups of ladyfish. You got to drift around for them, but once you find a little nut of them, you're into them. Then they move away, and then you drift a little farther, and you find another little nut.
Bite-sized little ones too.
Yeah, those were awesome.
There's been a little bit of flounder over there. A couple guys told me about that.
And the water is so clear. I was like a little kid in a candy store with him standing on the deck of the boat with the family and pointing out stingrays and ladyfish, a sea turtle. I mean, it was...
Manatees. You got to be careful running on the outside of the sandbars. There's a lot of manatees on the east wall and west wall sandbars right on the outside, so do be careful.
Alright. That's going to take us up to Alligator Creek. Poacher's Cut skating rink.
There's no fish in there, is there?
No. There's none in Alligator Creek at all.
Yeah, we caught a lot of snook in there.
Yeah.
There's Alligator Creek's picked up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of snook, jacks. There's snapper in there, but the snook and jack fishing in Alligator Creek is phenomenal right now.
Yeah, we saw some really, really impressive sized snook. You stuck a couple, but they schooled you.
Yeah, I messed up a couple times.
But it was nice. It was a really good day. It was windy, so we went up in there. And
It's good to see that Alligator Creek is actually doing better after all that dredging.
Did you try that one spot I was telling you about? Mm-hmm. I'll have to go over there one time and show you what I'm talking about. All right. Ponce de Leon Park.
It's finally starting to pick up a little bit. I'm starting to finally get a couple reports there. A few sheep's head. Few mangrove snapper, a couple black drum, both eating size and bigger size. Of course, the jacks have been coming through fairly regularly, along with some snook.
Good God, it did it me again. It was trying to park partitions or something. I don't know what the hell it was doing.
Huh. It's a little strange. But yeah, it's finally getting some better reports this week there.
Yeah, I talked to all the guys that I talked to up there. They're starting to catch fish again. They're starting to catch snook. They're starting to catch snappers, a few sheep's head. They're even catching a few nice redfish, you know, coming in and out of Ponce. But Ponce is actually starting to pick back up, too.
It's about time.
Well, have you seen all the mullet that are in there, too?
Yeah, but still, it's surprising
It
took so long. You know, what, we're 2 months into it, probably?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close to 2 months. Well, I mean, look at Alligator Creek. It was the same thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but they totally changed all that. Every time they go in there and do it, they always do something a little different. let's try this way. The last one didn't work. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they didn't stay with the original S-curve canal going into it, digging through it. I guess it's shorter just going straight out. But that's going to fill in a lot faster.
Yeah. Oh, it's filled in.
Yeah.
It's already filled in. Because there was a good stretch there afterwards. I was fishing that trough because it was holding fish because it was deep. And it's filled in now.
Yeah, but I mean, they're dredging it straight in and straight out. They're not doing the big S-curve anymore. And that S-curve held its depth because it was going with the flow of the water. And when they cut it all sideways, it just blows all that dirt over onto it. So, okay, PGI canals in Punta Gorda, what's going on?
A lot of juvenile tarpon, some really good snook, and of course the giant jacks are still doing really exceptionally well.
There's a lot of snapper in the PGI canals too. Another thing, that there's a lot that are cruising around, which they're in one place today, the next day they're going to be another place, is the drum. There's some big drum running around those canals right now. If you have your depth finder on, your depth finder is going to light up, and if your depth finder lights up, it's probably going to be a bunch of black drums sitting underneath your boat. PGI is doing very good on the snook and the jacks. Those are probably your two best things that are going on in there. They are actually catching some nice trout here and there out of the canals too.
Yeah, that always surprises me when you catch a trout way back in there.
The Rim Canal, and all over by Colony Point, they've been catching trout.
Yeah. At Colony Point at the mouth, I've caught them before, but I've also caught them up there at the Big Hump Bridge at Colony Point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you got a lot of guts being way up in here.
I was catching them there last year on pinfish when we were there at nighttime and afternoons snook fishing.
Yeah.
Catching huge trout on pinfish.
Yeah.
Gilchrist Pier?
Still closed. Still closed. Haven't heard of anything going on off the seawall, but the pier itself is done.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Boats.
Boats. lots of boats.
If you are there at daybreak.
Cobia.
Good for cobia and
tarpon. A few tarpon running around there.
Tarpon.
There's also been a handful of Spanish mackerel being caught, but not consistent.
5 minutes later. It is a parking lot.
Okay. On Christmas Eve.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good one.
Or Black Friday. Take your pick.
All right.
Somebody sent me a picture of that the other day. Oh, it was Richie. He actually showed me a picture. Oh, my gosh. There was 20 boats, and then he had a picture of a minute later where a guy cut between him and the piling at the reef, and he couldn't have been 15 feet from the piling, and this guy went right through. He took a picture of it, and he's like, yep, I'm done fishing for the day. Guy looked at him like, what, you don't own the water? And he just kept on going. Richie's standing there on this trolling motor pitching.
Right.
It's like 15 feet. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I only go there crack of dawn, and that's it. Either that or real late in the evening when everybody's off the water, then I'll go there. But middle of the day or nothing,
All right, deep holes out in the harbor.
Well, it's still been a little windy, but I've been hearing of a few incidental tarpon. If you're going looking for tarpon, it's the place to stop and take a peek and do some drifts, but don't spend a lot of time there. A few Spanish mackerel, obviously still a lot of catfish. That's about it that I've heard of.
Yeah. I mean, I'd look up towards the northern hole for the tarpon. That seems to be the one that they've been running in and out of.
That works. Yeah. I got nothing else, unfortunately.
No, it's been slow. I mean, I had a guy go try to shark fish out there, and he didn't get nothing.
Yeah, it's just been so windy, a lot of guys are having a hard time setting up.
All right, what are we talking about for bait reports? White bait.
White bait's at the markers. It's at Smokehouse. Boquilla, Jug Creek Shoal, and Devilfish if you're there first thing in the morning before the sun comes up.
Been some out on the beaches too. been a little milky from what I hear because of the wind, but guys have been finding some nice bait out there.
It's also bait on the west wall.
Okay, pinfish.
Devilfish.
Yes.
Bird. Anywhere there around the Placida, Trestles area. Mm-hmm. And then also down towards Boquilla out there on those grass flats. They've been getting some.
There's also been some white bait and pinfish at Yuseppa.
Okay, ladyfish.
Three Sisters. East wall on the outside of the bar. There's been some ladyfish over there by Tippy Canoe. Port Charlotte Beach has some ladyfish on it too, out there in that big open area right there when you're coming through the channel markers.
All right, anything else we're doing for bait?
Fish and Franks for shrimp.
Right. Nice, I like that.
Okay,
that's a good touch.
Freshwater reports, what do we got going on freshwater?
A lot of guys bass fishing using shiners. Rotunda, obviously the Northport canals, and then some guys have been fishing down there still in that tropical Gulf Acres. Guy showed me a picture of about a 6-pound bass that he caught the other day. He's nice. Been hard at it. He's been in here like every other day. Really? Buying a dozen shiners. Yeah.
He must have had one and lost it, and he wanted to go get him back.
he's just got bored with the saltwater, so he got into the freshwater and has been catching at least 2 fish a day that are in the 3 to 5 pound range, so he's just enjoying it. He says, it's really easy. I just sit back and relax. He said, I'm not as stressed out right now. He said, I'm just taking my time and playing with old school again. He said, this is what I cut my teeth on fishing, and I just want to go back to it. So it's just kind of neat when you hear stories like that, because we all do the same thing. We get kind of bored and say, you know what? It was nice sitting on a bucket with a bobber.
Different pace, different style.
Any panfish being caught, catfish?
I have not heard of anything of that.
There's been some catfish being caught up the river. I got a buddy that's going up there hanging lines. He's been catching some nice catfish. He's in hot dog.
Is that really fishing when you're trot lining, though?
He calls it fishing.
I guess. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
He loves them. He goes up there to eat them.
Yeah, he catches those stud bullheads. Uh-huh. What's his name?
Brett.
I always forget for some reason.
He uses shrimp and catches
some unbelievable bull hits.
All right, talk to me about tarpon.
You want 100% guaranteed to see fish and potentially stick one. Boca Grande Pass is the thing right now. And then also down at Knapp's Point off Sanibel, but it's been so windy you're going to get hurt probably doing it.
Up the river there's tarpon. From the campground all the way down to the Sanssouci Trestles.
And they're feeding on completely opposite things at all of those points.
Yes.
The ones up on the river, definitely a mullet feed or a catfish tail. The ones down in Boca, primary one is shrimp, then squirrel fish. And then the ones off of Knapp's, they've been getting them on thread fins and catfish tails.
And ones over there by Two Pines, ladyfish.
Ladyfish, yeah.
Bait busters.
Where are they hitting the bait busters, in the deep holes or?
Over by Two Pines.
Two Pines, yeah.
And in the holes.
Yeah, and in the 20-foot holes. Never heard of anything else really working in the 20-foot holes except for the catfish tail, a couple guys hooked fish, but and the other ones are all getting on bait busters.
I wouldn't be afraid to drop down a pinfish. Out there in the pass.
Yeah.
Like you're doing with the squirrel fish. I did good with pinfish last year doing that.
I'm taking a shrimp.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I want a shrimp about the size of my middle finger. It doesn't have to be a giant one, but just about that same size is perfect. Or take that DOA jumbo shrimp.
Now, you think that hook is strong enough?
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys that caught fish on them last year.
I just haven't put it to a test on a big tarpon yet.
I haven't put it to a test personally out in the past because I know you put a little bit more heat on them out there. That jumbo shrimp from DOA.
Oh, the DOA, yeah.
I mean, it's a stout hook. I'm not sure how well it's going to hold with that.
Just back your drag down a quarter turn, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but in the past, you're trying to put a little bit more heat on them to get them away from the crowds. and I'm not sure how it would hold up there. I mean, I'd still be willing to give it a try in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It should work. I mean,
it should.
A regular shrimp works great.
Yeah. It should hold up.
Yeah. All right. And I believe that actually takes us to the end of that fishing report. So, anything else we want to go over here while we're...
Just be ready for everything right now.
Have different types of rods with you. Big rods, small rods, because it's that time of year.
Yeah, you've taught me that a long time ago. Today, this is the time to be a Boy Scout. Be prepared for everything. There's too many things changing and going on, and you never know what you're going to come into right now. This is one of the coolest times of the year because you've got so much to choose from.
Yeah, there really is a lot of different fish out there. We've
got a lot of big fish, too, from moving.
Literally file fish on the reef, which we forgot to mention, snappers and sheephead, to snook and redfish and trout and tarpon and cobia and Spanish mackerel and ladyfish and jack crevalle and black drum. And I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just a big list right now. And don't let the
opportunity
if it's a little bit windy, go to the canals and look for some big fish there. If it's real nice, head out through the deep holes, look for some big tarpon, watch for cobia all over the place. As soon as you can make it out in the Gulf, this cool weather brought a lot of the king mackerel back. We've got big lane snappers out there, some of the biggest we've ever heard of. And a guy was fishing at Novak or Tremblay the other day. He got one short red grouper and one legal red grouper. He only caught two grouper. One was short, one was legal. So
can't beat that.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
There is a lot of stuff going on out there, and the fishing's actually not bad.
Yeah.
But you cannot expect the fish to be in the same place they were last year.
No. Right. They are moving a lot.
If you're going to go back because that's where you go fishing, 50-50 shot, you're going to have a decent day. If you go to the spot you almost always fish, and then just go to the right. Just look at the spot and say, okay, I'm going to go to the right 200 feet and fish.
Right.
And see what happens there. And if nothing happens, go 100 feet more to the right and see what happens. And just keep working your way down along that thing. Just pull up, fish for 20 minutes. If you don't have a bite in that spot after 20 minutes, you can wait 30. But if you're there more than 30 minutes, you're wasting time. Mm-hmm. Go to the next spot. 15, 20, 30 minutes, go to the next spot. You will find those fish. Just look for indents in the mangroves, little creek mouths, anything that would offer some reason for fish to be there. Go out, go trolling in the harbor. Troll between Cape Hayes and Marker 5. Go to one of the piers. Fish real close to shore for a little while. You don't hit anything there, 15, 20 minutes, go halfway out the pier, fish there for a while. Don't give it 15, 20, 30 minutes, then go all the way out the pier. Or if you're one of those people that's got to start in the end of the pier, cast all the way out the end of the pier and give it 20, 30 minutes and then cast off to the side and then work your way back down close to shore. Move, move, move.
Yep.
Take two types of bait with you. If you're going to go out, take some shrimp, take some thread fins or something. Cut the thread fins in half, use the shrimp on one, use the thread fins on another. If you're going to go tarpon fishing in Boca Grande Pass, put a... fish bites strip of, and I would do the pink, and put a strip of fish bite shrimp flavor on there, on your hook first, then hook your shrimp on, going through the mouth, out the top of the head. That can make a small shrimp appear bigger. Cut about a 4-inch piece of this fish bite shrimp, put even a small 2.5-inch, 3-inch shrimp on it, and now you've got a bigger shrimp presentation. You've got a live shrimp on there, but you're going to have to use at least a 5-aught hook. That's why I'm suggesting the Fitz bites, because using that little hook to match the shrimp, you're not going to hook that tarpon. The hook's too small. It's got to get over that fish's jaw. So you need a 5-aught hook. So put a piece of the fish bites on, cut it about 4 inches long. That's about the size shrimp you want. Then put a smaller shrimp right on the hook in front of it. And that'll work great. So a lot of good, cool stuff to do. A lot of good, cool things to see. And what we've got is Fish and Frank. That's me. Sick, weakly, out of sorts, trying not to cough on anybody, trying to keep in my little cocoon of disease here. and I don't want to infect the world. Carl started getting it yesterday. I got my nose started running yesterday. Today I'm a mess. I'm going home in a minute. We got Robert in the chair across from me, and in the hot seat, not the guest seat, the hot seat, the hot one, the great one, it's Captain Carl. Okay, hey, I tried.
It was better than what, crayons?
Yeah. Okay. It's crayon, Captain Carl, and the crowd loves him. Look at him eat those crayons, but he doesn't lick a window, so we love him right here. Okay. Robert, anything to add to that?
I saw a really awesome photograph of him at a wedding that he went to. He was all pimped out, holding a little puppy. I mean, if a chick didn't get excited about that picture, I mean, there's something wrong. He was looking pretty dapper.
I do get dressed up every now and then.
He was looking pretty good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, anyway, guys.
It didn't smell like fish that day.
You didn't go fishing. You went to a wedding. You had a good time.
No, I did fish that morning.
Oh, you fished that morning?
Yeah, I had a trip the morning of the wedding, and then I went to the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think we're going to call this an end. So, bye.
Goodbye, bye, everybody.